Bo Nix played football again on Friday night, and both of his drives ended in points. In his first live snap since fracturing his ankle, the Broncos quarterback went 6 of 9 for 76 yards and a touchdown, a 129.9 passer rating across 15 snaps. Opening with a 6-play, 65-yard march, he finished with a 21-yard scoring throw to running back R.J. Harvey, per Chad Jensen at Mile High Huddle. The third down conversion that kept that drive alive was the other half of the story, a 35-yard strike to Jalen Waddle, the receiver Denver traded a first-round pick for, on Waddle's very first catch as a Bronco. Nix's second possession went 9 plays and set up a 53-yard Will Lutz field goal. Then he sat down, right at the snap count Sean Payton had set publicly on Wednesday, a short stint like the 14 or so the starters got in Atlanta, per Will Peterson at Denver Sports. Nix's own review: it was like riding a bike, per the team's website, which also had him vouching for his new receiver. He's just a really great football player. He adds a lot to our team. Payton graded the stint solid, per Mike Florio at NBC's Pro Football Talk. The Broncos lost the game 33-13 at home, and their coach spent his postgame refusing to soften it. Green Bay's starters scored a touchdown on their opening possession against Denver's starting defense, the unit that carried last season, and led 23-10 at halftime, per Peterson. After Nix left, Jarrett Stidham and Sam Ehlinger produced 3 points over roughly three quarters, with Stidham throwing an interception. Obviously, that wasn't good enough. Just pick a topic, pick penalties, kickoff return, we lose that battle, Payton said, and then went further. I can't think of one area that we played or outplayed them, honestly, per Peterson. To Florio's transcription, he added, too many minus plays, too many penalties offensively, and a rhetorical count of the 3rd and 10 or longers. The flags were not a new theme this week. Days earlier, play caller Davis Webb had pulled starting offensive linemen out of a drill over penalties, per Andrew Mason at Denver Sports. And Mason also described a Tuesday practice chippy enough that the coaching staff had to step in and cool tempers. The consequence of Friday is concrete. Payton wants his starters playing until the third quarter in the home finale against Minnesota this Friday, per Peterson. 16 days before the opener in Kansas City, the first team's workload just got extended because of how it played. Waddle's availability itself was the week's other real development. He returned to full practice participation Monday, wearing a sleeve on his left leg after missing everything since August 5th, with a strain, per Charles Goldman at A to Z Sports, and Payton spent the week talking down the lost reps. There's been a lot of time on task already, we're being smart with it, and he's coming along really good, per Josh Buckhalter at Heavy. 4 days later, he was converting third downs with the starting quarterback. Monday's practice sheet was crowded with returns beyond him. Center Luke Wattenberg, Alex Forsyth, Jaleel McLaughlin, Nate Adkins, Desan McCullough, and Alex Palchowski all came back, per Buckhalter. The injury ledger's changes cut the other way. Cornerback Riley Moss left Friday's game after 2 plays with a rib injury, per Mason. Linebacker Lavelle Bailey's cart ride in Atlanta got its diagnosis, and it was worse than the original questionable framing. A broken lower leg, waived injured, season over, per Joey Freeberg at Denver Sports. The corresponding move brought in safety Taylor Rapp, a former Rams second-round pick, for depth behind Talanoa Hufanga and Brandon Jones, per Freeberg. Linebacker Drew Sanders was a new absence Monday with an undisclosed issue, per Goldman. And Marvin Mims still has not made it back. He was limited to sideline rehab Monday, per Buckhalter, and did not play against Green Bay, which matters because the field-stretching version of this offense keeps debuting one deep threat short. Back in July, we previewed Denver as the most precedent-burdened team in football, an 11-2 record in one-score games, a decade of history saying teams that live on that coin usually decline, and a case against decline resting on Nix's repaired ankle, and Webb making the offense good enough to stop needing close finishes. We've been checking that preview against camp every week, and this was the first week that actually tested it, in both directions. The two levers the projection named, the ankle and the deep threat, worked on their first live try. The team around them lost every phase of a home game by 20, by its own coach's accounting, and penalties are precisely the kind of margin erosion a roster with Denver's one-score profile cannot carry into September. What to watch now? Friday against the Vikings, where starters through 3 quarters will be the longest and most honest look of the summer, and the cut down to 53 on Sunday, August 30th. With Moss's ribs and Mims's availability, the status is to read first. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.